the one podcast you've been waiting for all friggin' week.
And your whole life.
We are here. It's Geralyn.
Amy.
And this week, no Susan. She's busy being a union protester.
Yeah, she's doing a very official school stuff.
So we are going to hold down the fort, mix it up.
We've
got a lot
Raise
of stuff.
Raise the roof.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about because we weren't here last week. Amy, how are you doing?
Well, aside from the fact that I just ate way too much and my appetite is out of control lately, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I have a ton of updates for you and listeners.
Great.
And we actually have a theme, an overreaching theme for tonight's
show. What is it? What is it?
It is Keep On Keeping On.
All right.
And we're going to be abbreviating that to COCO.
That works.
K-O-K-O. And I like that saying because it's easy.
Yes, it is.
It's optimistic without being like over... without being pushy.
It is both meaningless and meaningful.
Yeah. And I feel like everybody in the world is kind of doing that. I mean, perhaps there are people who are doing that more than others.
True, yeah.
But it's a universal desire, one would hope, to keep to COCO.
It reminds me of that Winston Churchill saying, which is a little more for hard times, but he said, when you're going through hell, keep going.
Exactly.
You know, just gotta, you can't stop. You just got to keep on keeping on.
Well, it turns out that this saying, keep on keeping on, it's been around for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was the slogan of the Salvation Army back in 1910.
No, it wasn't.
It really was.
No, it wasn't.
That and keep on trucking.
Okay, so the Salvation Army was like, keep on, like Laura Ingalls Wilder came to, like, and her settler family was like, keep on trucking, pa.
That, I'm not sure. No, the Salvation Army was like, I'm talking 1910.
I know, whatever.
Okay, well, I like to think that it's been around for so long.
All right.
And it turns out the reason, one of the reasons this came to mind is there's a new movie out called Keep On Keeping On.
There is?
Yeah, it's a documentary about one of my favorite subjects, jazz. It's a jazz trumpeter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's produced by Quincy Jones, who is a trumpeter. And he made this sort of passion project about a blind musician who is like a young guy who's learning the ropes from the old guy. And the old guy is really awesome and has been around forever and is like one of the greats who's underappreciated.
Wait, is it a documentary, you said?
Mm-hmm, it's a documentary. And so it's just now being released and going to be going the rounds. And and so Keep On Keeping On is the trumpeters, the main guys. Philosophy on life. And I was like, hey, I can dig that.
Yeah, hey, Coco, we got it.
So,
that's a good philosophy. What does it mean to you, Geralyn?
I guess the same as, you know, the Winston Churchill, like, you got to keep going. You know, I mean, what else would you do? You can't, like, sit down and pout.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's.
I guess sometimes you can.
You can, and people do sometimes, but it doesn't help. Sometimes you have to do it for, like, a day. But in general, you can't just stop and get stuck. You just got to keep on going.
Right. And I know especially people who have very busy lives like we do as working moms who are dating and have young children and we're trying to do it all. You got to, I mean, it's hard to take a break. It's nice to take a break, but sometimes you just got to keep on keeping on.
You do.
Right?
You just got to get up, go to work, do your thing.
Exactly. Now, I had mentioned this to you that about how I outdommed a dom.
You did. That was a good story.
So I'm going to tell the listeners and because they hadn't heard anything. But people may have remembered that back in June, we did this photo shoot at a dungeon. And by accident that afternoon, I accidentally took the, a red ball gag. With the
oops.
Oops. And right away, when I got home, I realized and I knew, oh, I have to get this back to them. But that dungeon was in such a sketchy part of town. And it was so inconvenient that I knew I didn't want to go back there by myself.
Right.
So I got in touch with the photographer, and he said, oh, you need to tell the owner of the place, the dominatrix, Mistress Justine, because if she doesn't get it back, I'll be charged for it. And I was like, okay, no problem. The next day, I sent it back in the mail, priority mail in a box. Turns out she didn't get it. Lost in the mail. Did I keep the tracking number?
No.
No.
Yeah, of course not.
No, there was
Who would do that?
I know. There was no clue that this box would get lost within 3 miles. Like, I sent it in L.A. It was going to Culver City. So, I have to email with her back and forth, like, oh, you didn't get it? No. What's the tracking number? I don't have it. Mm-hmm. And then, will you wait a week? Maybe it'll show up. Sure. You know, did you send it to my PO box? No, I sent it to the dungeon, blah, blah, blah. And then finally she's like, look, it's not here. Will you replace it? Here's a link. Buy this and have it sent to me. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, that's the price of a free photo shoot.
Right. You know? A red ball gag. Plus $1,000 worth of waxing and lingerie.
No. Yeah. So it turns out that, like, with tax, it was $35. So okay. I didn't take a big hit. I was like, just like, this is, I got to keep on keeping on. This is the price of living in LA. So I sent it, and this is in July. And I was like, ugh. So then, just this week, I get a message, an email from Mistress Justine. She's like, well, I just did inventory. I'm not missing a red ball gag. I'm missing a red ball gag head harness.
Oh, Jesus.
And could you, I don't know why you haven't replaced it, but I need this replaced. Please replace ASAP, or I will go to the photographer and ask him to get the funds from you. And I was like, fuck you, lady.
Did she get, is that what you sent her, red ball gag?
Yeah, she sent me a link, and I bought that thing that was on the link. I don't know what the difference is.
And then she's like, that's not what I needed?
Yeah. And
like, whatever, Dave.
Why are you doing an inventory 5 months later?
Yeah.
Like, who knows who took it? I didn't take it. And so I wrote her a message that said, I consider this matter closed. I sent you the thing you wanted back in July.
Yeah.
And then she sent me a really fucking bitchy.
What'd it say?
It was like, I don't understand why you haven't sent me the thing that you took. I don't even know why you took it in the first place. This matter is not closed. You need to buy me this thing. And then fortunately, a light came on in my brain. I was like, ooh, like maybe I have the order summary. Because she said she never got it, the thing that I sent.
Jesus.
And then I'm like, why am I buying her stuff and just sending it to this? You know, who knows who picked it up at her place? So I sent her a copy of the order summary.
Good.
And then she wrote back to me, I don't know why, like, finally you send the tracking number and order summary. I don't know why you didn't just return it in the first place. I'm like, I did. Yeah. And I no longer wish to pursue this matter with you.
So okay. Because I realized that I am wrong.
Yes. Yeah. I almost wrote back to her, apology accepted.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
But I was like, this is just too much mental effort on my part.
Totally,
like,
out-dom the dumb.
It did send me into a tizzy for a bit. I was like, what? Because I did not want to have to buy another thing.
No.
And I was, because
it's like sending them into the void.
Yeah.
Just like this landfill full of ball gags.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was a little highlight, high point of my week, going to the showdown with the Dom. And then what's been going on with you? You mentioned you have something.
Well, speaking of keep on keeping on, there are things that we have to do that just are part of life. And there are some things that some of us hate to do, like grocery shopping. So this week I tried Instacart.
Oh, yeah.
Which, yeah.
That is a new, it's an app or a service?
Yes, a service.
That you can have on your iPhone as an app, right?
Or just on your computer on their site.
It's a grocery delivery thing.
Right. And Geraldine had told me about it. And then coincidentally, another woman at work was talking about it. And that she uses it all the time and she hates grocery shopping, blah, blah. So I was like, I wonder how that works. Of course they don't deliver from Trader Joe's. But I was home yesterday. I had my work at home day and I was like, you know what? I need to go grocery shopping. I'm just going to try it. So I went on and it was like, you have all these stores to choose from. We have like Ralph's, our local grocery store, Costco, which is weird because you don't need a card or anything. Gelson's, which is a higher end store, and Whole Foods, which is Whole Foods. So I'm like looking and comparing prices. I mean, the thing is, I don't know prices of things off the top of my head. So it's hard for me to know like what is reasonable, you know? But the prices at Whole Foods were like substantially cheaper than the prices at Ralph's, which makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
And I think the prices were different on the site because it's like, oh, we'll deliver your groceries and order more than $35 worth. And it's only a $4 charge for delivery. So like they have to be making their money somewhere.
Right.
So I don't know how, so if they're adding on to the prices, I think they are. But then it was like a half gallon of milk at Ralph's was like four something. And at Whole Foods, it was like two something, you know, but I don't know how much a half gallon of milk should cost, except for that four something's way too much.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so I made this order from Whole Foods and it was fine and they delivered it, but it just, I felt dirty for cheating on Trader Joe's, first of all. Second of all, I totally felt ripped off. I still felt ripped off. Like, I didn't spend more than I usually do, but I definitely got less. And
so instead of, you spent, say, $75 and instead of getting 20 items, you got 10 items.
I got 23 items for whatever it was, $68.50.
Okay, yeah.
But usually at Trader Joe's, if you spend $70, which is usually what I spend, you get a lot of food. But it was sure nice to have it done. It was very convenient, so I feel torn.
So you're paying for the convenience.
And I will pay obviously a little more for the convenience, mm-hmm, because knowing myself, like, it'd be better to pay a little more and have food in the house, you know? But I don't know. It's just not the same as going by yourself, and it's not the same as Trader Joe's, which is really... So I'm like, you know, Amy, you don't have to use it all the time. You could just use it once in a while if you want.
You know what you should do? You should put an ad on Craigslist. And I bet you could get, if you made up your grocery list and you paid somebody, how much would you pay for somebody to go buy all your groceries and deliver them to you?
I don't know.
$10? $15?
Yeah, $10.
I bet there's somebody who would do it for $10.
Who would do that for $10?
My French tutor.
Oh, yeah. She totally would.
Gigi. She would do it because she's a ninth. Well, I don't know if she can drive, but her parents are very supportive.
Yeah.
But she's saving money for college.
Mm.
And I found her on Craigslist. She's coming every Saturday to teach Finn French, which is awesome. And it's the cutest thing ever.
And she goes to Benji's school, right?
Yeah. And she's got like cute purple hair.
Oh, they're
she's
so cute.
Adorable.
They're so cute, the students at his school.
Yeah. So it's like you would find somebody like that who really wants to make an extra $10 a week, and they don't know that that's not...
So. I mean, I would pay her a little more, but But the thing is, Trader Joe's doesn't have like a site with itemized things, so I can't really like browse the site and say, I want, here's all the things I want.
Save your receipt, maybe, and then, or give her a list. Like, you may have to do a little prep work.
Yeah.
But I bet you could find, or like just somebody down on there who's somebody who's
homeless, like a homeless person.
I was going to say dog walker.
Yeah.
But somebody who's trying to kind of have a mishmash of...
It's actually not a bad idea.
Thank you. I think I'm really into that idea.
Yeah, no, it's actually a really pretty decent idea. So
yeah.
I will
like
consider
it's
that.
A handyman who's actually going to the grocery store for you.
Yeah.
So
what do you think is the minimum I could pay for that service?
I think like $15.
20?
20, you would definitely find people.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody who's unemployed. 15 is the minimum, I would think, because it is an errand that you're paying.
Yeah, I mean, would you do it for 15? That seems almost not worth it. 20 maybe seems worth it.
Minimum
for like an hour of your time.
Isn't minimum wage like $7 an hour?
I think so.
Right? So you're paying for somebody's time and to do this very sort of seemingly effortless job. I'm going to put an ad. Do you want me to put an ad on Craigslist and see what I can find?
No. I have to think about it more, but it's a good idea.
Because that person on Craigslist would know where you lived.
And I would ask Gigi or one of her friends.
Okay.
She's so cute.
Okay.
I love her already.
She's really, really cute.
Mm-hmm.
But so let's get into something we haven't talked about in a long time.
Okay.
Stephen King news.
All right.
Now, it's been so long that a whole bunch of stuff has happened that I have a few things here. Now, we know Stephen King is incredibly prolific, right? Guess how many books he's written?
172. How many?
55.
Oh my God.
He's written 55 books and nearly 200 short stories and 6 nonfiction.
Wow.
Books. This guy, he's a writing machine. He says to become a good writer, you have to, at a minimum, devote 4 to 6 hours a day reading and or writing.
I believe it.
Yeah. Which is a pretty, I guess if you can do that, it's a little bit luxurious.
Like, sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Now I have to read for 2 hours for my job.
And then I'm going to write for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so he already came out with a book earlier this year called Mr. Mercedes back in June. And now in November, he's coming out with another one called Revival.
Mm.
It's coming out in November. It's a dark and electrifying novel about addiction, fanaticism, and what might exist on the other side of life.
Wow.
I know.
That sounds good.
That sounds pretty good. And then also in October, later this month, he's got a movie coming out on Lifetime based on one of his short stories called Big Driver.
What's that about?
I read the short story in his book that came out a couple years ago called Full Dark, No Stars. This has, the cast is, I think, my favorite cast of female actresses ever.
Hmm.
Maria Bello, who is...
She's great.
Crazy hot.
Yeah.
Joan Jett.
Oh, awesome.
Cannot get fucking better than that. And Olympia Dukakis.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
I know. And I know, I remember the story. It's about, it's sort of a female vengeance story. Something happens to Maria Bello, probably, and she uses her, like, wily skills to get back at the perpetrator. And it's really, the story was good, and I bet it's going to be awesome.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. And then just today on iTunes, I noticed there's another movie called A Good Marriage that Stephen King wrote the
screenplay. That sounds scary already.
Screenplay for it. I read this short story too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the movie's come out. It's starring Joan Allen,
I love Joan Allen.
And Anthony LaPaglia.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, do you want me to tell you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's, they're married, and you know, they're married. They've been married for years and years and years. They mm-hmm. have two grown kids, and she finds out that her husband is the serial killer and has been a torture-y.
Oh my God.
For like, she finds his little stash of memento, oh, no. like women's.
Did she find like some person tied up in the basement for 6 years or something?
No.
Oh my God.
She was like looking at it. I don't know if anybody's going to be watching this movie.
All right. Well, turn it off now if you are.
So she finds a stack of their driver's license that he's been keeping hidden from.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then as it goes on, I'm not through the whole movie mm-hmm. yet, but I think they work it out. Like, because she's like, well, I don't want our kids to find out about this. And in every other way, you've been a really good husband. And he's like, well, it's not really me. It's like the other part of me that does these crimes. And I'm really the person that you've always loved. Gosh. And we need to get through this because you don't want me to go to jail and, you know, destroy our family.
Right.
And that's where I had to pause the movie.
But I know a real story like that.
Do you?
Yeah. I was talking to a friend who was telling me about his friend.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, who's a really nice woman, knew a long time, and she had this, I think he was a fiance, who everybody liked. Mm-hmm. Great guy, nice guy, kind of nerdy, but whatever. And in the meantime, they lived in this apartment building where their neighbor was, like, brutally murdered.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah. Turns out it's her fiance.
What?
She had no idea. And he was even like, whoa, wonder what happened. But he, like, strangled the neighbor.
That,
can you imagine?
Wait, so this is your friend's friend?
Yes.
Okay, that's crazy.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. No, I can't imagine. That's, like, the freakiest, weirdest. I mean, talk about like not knowing who.
I know. Like, how would you recover from that? He's like, no, she's married to someone else now. I'm really happy. I'm like, how would you? I would like doubt my judgment till the end of time.
Yeah, that's really weird. That's like Craigslist. That's why you have to be careful with your grocery shopping. Totally. Craigslist.
Totally.
Killer. You don't know who's out there.
No. Well, Gigi won't kill me.
No. No, she's super sweet.
But that reminded me of other TV news. I have mm-hmm. to say that I have been started watching the show Transparent. It's so awesome. It is so, so, so awesome.
What is that?
It is a show on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a original series starring Jeffrey Tambor.
Mm-hmm.
About a family in Los Angeles, but he is, and he's the father of the patriarch, and he is transgender. Mm-hmm. So it starts out when he's 70, and it's the first time he comes out to his children that he's starting to live life as, he's going to live life as a woman, as Mora.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Really?
First of all, it's just one of those shows I feel like it was written just for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's in Los Angeles, they're this Jewish family, they're so fucked up, but it's like, it's hilarious, the dialogue's amazing. It's all like this relationship stuff. Like, they all have huge issues, not just the dad.
Oh, it sounds good.
It's really good. It's with Gabby Hoffman, who's great.
Uh-huh.
She's crazy. She's awesome. Uh-huh. Judith Light plays the mom. She's hilarious. Jeffrey Tambor's great. A woman named Amy Landecker plays the other daughter. I don't know who she is. And then another guy who I don't know who he is either plays the son, but it's really, really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, I recommend it. I watch it. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did somebody know this is the exact show I want to watch?
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
You should do a podcast about it with
I want to
somebody out
and
there.
And it's Jill Soloway wrote and directed it, and mm-hmm. She was on 6 Feet Under, and she did a movie called Afternoon Delight that I now want to see that people say is great. So
we should watch that on our
We are watching my movie. You cannot get out of it.
Listeners,
you will not escape.
May know or not know mm-hmm. that Amy, Susan, and I are doing a girls' night in this Saturday, and you have some movie that you're determined to.
Yes, and it was so good.
What's it called?
Heather, who's our listener, and I are like the only people who saw it, and she saw it in my recommendation. It's hilarious. It's called For a Good Time Call.
Okay.
It's about two girls in New York City who hate each other, but they are forced to share this rent control apartment because it's so cheap, and the one girl runs a phone sex business out of the apartment.
I'm in.
Yeah, and she's hilarious. And then the other girl's like all businessy and prissy, but then she gets into like the business side of it, and it's so funny.
Okay.
And silly. It's just ridiculous and funny. I was like the only one in the theater, and I was totally cracking up.
I've never heard of it, but okay.
Yeah, I know, because only two people saw it, me and Heather.
Bring me along. But
yeah, you'll like it.
Great. Now, you know, when you mentioned the Amazon Prime TV series, that reminded me, I did something sort of fun and weird that involved meeting a new trans person.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
What was it?
I don't think I mentioned this to you. I went to a munch. Do you know what a munch is?
Is it like a mother's brunch? Don't tell me. I'm going to keep guessing.
Okay. I don't like that they call it a munch, but it's
either a mother's brunch. It's like a big cunnilingus fest with a lot of women. It is like, what else could it be? All right, that's all I got.
Well, it's like a mixer. It can be anything. It's a social event mm-hmm. where perhaps people who don't know each other are meeting. And so I got invited by sort of a random just person I didn't even know. Like I got an email that said, come to the Sunday Strong and Sexy Women's Munch.
Okay, and I feel like there's something you're not telling me.
Okay, I got invited through this site, FetLife, that I mentioned before.
Okay, there you go, that's better.
So, okay. But it was kind of random. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know who invited me. And I was like, huh, interesting. I'm going to be in the area on Sunday afternoon, and I have no plans. I'm going to stop by this thing and check it out. And so I went to it, and it was a munch. There was no cunnilingus happening at that moment. Mm-hmm. But the person who invited me, I met, her name's Dana, and mm-hmm. she's probably like, I don't know, very tall. I'm not even sure, like transitioned. She's a mm-hmm. woman mm-hmm. who was a man. Mm-hmm. And she had and I had met at the Threshold Club mm-hmm. many weeks ago. And she was the one who was wearing a neck corset. I don't think I told you.
Yeah. You did. Yeah. You mentioned the neck corset.
And so I asked her where she, you know, mm-hmm. when I saw her again, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember meeting you. Mm-mm. How's your neck corset? And so there was probably 12 different women there and all different, you know, I mean, I may have been the only straight lady. Mm-hmm. All shapes, sizes, ages, maybe from the youngest was 25. Mm-hmm. The oldest was probably 50. Mm-hmm. And we sat down and had a munch. We ate things. I ate cherry pie.
Yeah, I sure you did.
And chit-chatted. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun and awkward and weird. I mean, it was like I sat next to a woman who's had a business making custom designed floggers, like out of all different colors of like metallic leather. And mm-hmm. that was her thing. And she was an audio engineer on the side. And mm-hmm. and other people were students. And the strange thing was there was no unifying, like we weren't all there to talk about like women's politics or, mm-hmm. you know, third wave feminism. It was like kind of like a sort of a timid, you know, and like I wasn't there to pick up anyone because mm-hmm. I'm not gay. So, but I don't know. So it was weird. And it was kind of fun. So now
that sounds really fun.
I have possibly like 8 or 10 new friends
awesome.
online if I want.
It's not, that's the thing about LA.
I just had to check it out.
Yeah, there you can always find like a weird and fun adventure. Mm-hmm. Like I am always leaving things and being like, that was really weird and fun.
So now that's one thing that was kind of fun and weird. The other thing that was not so fun or weird is that I got a bad review on Airbnb.
You did?
I did.
Oh, when you went to Ojai?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It was a little...
I didn't know they reviewed guests.
And they told me...
What'd they say?
I left chocolate all over their sheets.
Oh, no.
I know. And next time I should try white chocolate. But I was like...
Or don't poop in the bed, Geraldine.
I was like, and no hotel would like call you on like leaving the sheets messy. Yeah.
That's true.
I had a candy bar when I was in bed. What?
Yeah. No hotel would, but you're not staying at a hotel. You're staying at someone's house.
I wasn't in their house.
Or at their place, and then there's reviews on Yelp about guests. I mean, you know, it's a different kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know I was being reviewed. But still, even if I had, I don't know if I would have not been eating chocolate in bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you do what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep on keeping on.
Totally.
So I like deleted my Airbnb account. I was like, screw this. I'm never going to do this again.
Fuck you, Airbnb.
Kind of. I feel like I don't need to pay because I had mentioned it was not cheap. I don't need to pay for a place and then get reprimanded.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
I agree.
So that is where I am on that. Now, have you seen the movie Gone Girl?
No, but I read the book.
Are you going to see the movie Gone Girl?
I don't know.
Do you have any inclination?
I feel like, meh. Like, if it was around, someone I was with someone and we're like, let's see a movie, okay. But I'm not, like, dying to see it.
Well, I was dying to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it on opening weekend last
week. How was it?
It's exactly like the book.
Okay.
Which is okay.
So riveting until the end, and then you're like, what the hell? All right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it follows the book to a T, and then it still has the weird ending.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
But it has a really good soundtrack.
Okay.
Dear Trent Reznor and his buddy Atticus
mm-hmm.
Did the music. And so it's very, like, sort of foreboding and, like, dark and looming.
Yeah.
So I would recommend it.
Okay.
Whether you have read the book or haven't. I know you have. So mm-hmm. you would probably enjoy it too.
I saw the Box Trolls. That was really good.
Oh, I saw the Box Trolls too.
It was really good. It was, so cute. It was really, really good.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a few more things to talk about.
Okay.
One of them is, you know, I've been thinking a lot about my life. Mm-hmm. My life.
Good.
My
I was just thinking, oh, this podcast has been a little too surfacey. So let's go deep.
Oh, really?
Let's go deeper.
This is a little bit surfacey, but no, I was thinking, like, what am I going to do when I retire? Okay. And I was like, I'm going to move to France.
Yeah,
and then I found out that France does not want old you. They don't want old.
Did France give you a bad review?
France does not want old Americans coming over to retire.
Why not?
In their country. They don't need them. Like, why would they want them? Because they're
They can't stop you if you want
to
do it.
No, they can stop you. They won't give you a visa or papers. Like, you need to be.
Oh, you are too old. Get away from France. That's my, like, Chinese French accent. Yeah.
So now, what's going on with you? Have you gone on any fun dates lately? Or how's OkCupid?
Well, I went off OkCupid because it was too overwhelming.
And it's so annoying.
Too many boys. Ugh. It was awesome. Are you kidding? It was great. Like, I've never in my life felt so attractive. That's like, not in high school, not college, not in my 20s, not in my 30s, not even the last time I went on OkCupid.
Only on just this current
just
period.
Just this one time.
Yay.
So, yeah, but to the point where it was just too freaking overwhelming. So I went off of it. I gave some dudes my email and, yeah, I've gone out with some guys. We'll see.
Nothing fun, interesting, or exciting?
Yeah, I mean, I think with OkCupid, it's like, by the time they do, like, their algorithm, and then of those guys, like, the people you're a high match with, and then the smaller percent of those people who send you a message, and the much smaller percent of those people who you answer their message, like, you're probably going to have an okay time. Hmm. You know, like, you probably can have a decent time with any of those people. But,
well,
as far as, like, real sparks.
That's what I want to talk about. Because you and I have talked about this not on the air. But let's talk about chemistry. Because it seems like with OkCupid, you know, if they run the algorithm and they do match you with... Like, what are you... Are you going out with people who are 90% match with you? 95, 85?
I guess, probably, like, 90 and up. I don't really pay attention to that so much.
But
I pay attention to more of the emails that they send.
Okay, so you've already... think that they're kind of a match with you, yet you go out with them and they're nice. You're not attracted to them, or
sometimes I mean, you can't do chemistry with an algorithm. You have it or you don't, but you can certainly set it up so it can, if there is chemistry, probably it can work, you know.
Well, now, you listened to the Strangers podcast.
I did.
And she kind of was sort of digging away, trying to unravel this question of, like, why is there no chemistry with some people, and why is there, like, what makes chemistry? Is it just a physical attraction? I mean, obviously, if you have all the same parameters of, like, similar education, and you know, it's going on the basis of,
I mean, it is physical attraction for sure. You can have chemistry with someone you have nothing in common with.
Okay, can you have chemistry with somebody you're not attracted with, like, who's somebody who you find physically disgusting?
No. That's the opposite of chemistry, isn't it? But I think what OkCupid does is it sets up a foundation of a relationship where you probably have a lot of the same values. And then if you have chemistry with that person, then you probably can have a decent relationship too. Because so you can have chemistry with a dick face, you know, but you're not going to, like, it's going to be a bad, the relationship is probably not going to work out.
Or you're going to discover, like, he's super religious. I'm not at all religious.
Right, exactly.
Or, like, he doesn't want kids and I really want kids.
The sex is amazing, but he's, like, a super right-wing Republican. Witch burner, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and because it is very surprising that you can have so many, I mean, I've had, you know, a 99% match, and then I'll just immediately go and look at their profile and be like, ugh, yuck. You
know? Yeah, I mean, there's no guarantee that you're going to be attracted to him, but it's more about, I think, like, having a good time and having a decent date and narrowing the field enough to someone who you might have a little spark with, who also you think is a cool guy.
Well, it's definitely the norm now. I mean, 1/3 of all marriages are people who've matched online.
Wow.
Online
amazing,
dating.
Yeah.
I know. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, now it's like there's certainly no shortage of people to date. Like, when people are like, you know, like, back in the day, people are like, all the good guys are taken, or there's no men, or blah, blah. It's like, no, there's tons of men. And women. I'm sure single women, too. Especially in a major metropolitan area like this one. But we'll see. Like I said, that guy is back in my life. So we are talking a lot and hanging out a lot. So that is keeping me pretty I don't know, distracted, I guess.
So are you ready to say his real name, or are you going to keep calling him that guy?
Not ready
when
yet.
You say his real name, then we'll know, like, okay, it's back on.
Totally.
But until then, he's still the
still bad guy.
The mysterious dude.
Yep.
All right.
Not
so,
ready yet.
So, you know, we got some great voicemails. Again, I'm going to save those until Susan is here next week so we can
very
all address those voicemails. But people, thank you for calling us. I love when I see that in my inbox that I got a voicemail, my heart leaps.
I know. It's very exciting.
It's wonderful. So now we have one more thing to talk about. It's going to be a beauty thing.
Okay.
So I'm not even going to do a music outro and come back. I'm just going to talk about it.
Okay.
So now, have you heard of dermal rolling?
No, what's that?
It is something I think I might try, although it's very, very scary.
Then you should try it.
I listen to this podcast occasionally called The Beauty Brains. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned it. It's two scientists who debunk beauty myths.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds great.
It's really great. They're very dry. Mm-hmm. They are scientists. But so they'll take on topics like, you know, dry shampoo. Why does it work? Or, you know, volumizing shampoo. And it's not all about shampoo. Mm-hmm. But so this one thing is, and you can call in with questions. You can email them. They'll answer your questions. Somebody wrote in, what is dermal rolling, or how effective is dermal rolling, and can I do it at home? And I had never heard of this. It turns out dermal rolling is often used for people with deep acne scars, but it's also used for ladies and men who don't want to get wrinkles and look old and saggy.
What is it, though?
Well, imagine taking a, it is to be done most likely in a medical office, right? In a med spa. And there's two things. It's called a dermal roller or a dermal pen. Mm-hmm. And it's taking a needle.
Ouch.
And poking into your skin so deeply that it's stimulating collagen underneath the surface of the epidermis. So it's like,
can't you just get punched in the face by somebody repeatedly?
You could, and that's what this is supposed to feel like.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
But and they said that it needs to go down so deeply that it draws blood.
Oh my god.
And that way, you know, your collagen is really being stimulated. If it's just on the surface, like just tap, 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 it's not going to work.
So someone pokes you hard enough to draw blood.
I would imagine they put on some sort of numbing gel, right? Because I've looked online, haven't gone for a consultation yet. It makes sense because you do want, you know, as people age, your skin kind of slows down and the things that you do, whether it's like retinol or glycolic or some sort of, you know, microdermabrasion, it's stimulating the epidermis, epidermal layer to have this renewal, to turn over. And so the dermal pen is supposed to be really good because it's a needle that just goes in and out, where rolling may not be good because it's like, imagine a little pinwheel of needles.
Oh my God. Speaking of Stephen King.
Well, because it's a rolling action, it could actually tear your pores. I don't know how much it costs.
Oh my God, you should
do it. It's probably
it.
Like $600
You should do it.
But I'm going to go for consultation.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's the kind of thing where you don't want it to backfire.
No, you don't. I mean, basically, it sounds like your whole face needs to be a giant scab.
Yes.
And then when that heals, you'll have all new skin underneath.
Exactly. And I have a hiatus coming up, so I'll be not working for like 2 weeks. So I feel like I could go do it. Nobody would see me while I'm healing, and then I come back to work with like all brand new skin.
Scabroderm.
But and then, you know, I've been busy. I'm always working on myself, reaching for those higher heights.
Keep on keeping on.
And I went to get a consultation. I like getting consultations because I want to hear like, and I want to hear the, you know, the pitch, like, what can you do for me?
Right.
And I also want to kind of like eke out any free information I can get. So I went to find out about Thermage, Thermage slash Fraxel at a place you like to go, Los Feliz Med Spa.
I do like there.
They had same thing. It's stimulating the underneath layers of the skin with lasers or heat. Lasers, light or heat. It sounds really expensive. It is expensive. Possibly doesn't show much difference. No effect.
Okay. Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I mean, the good part is you could look 5 years from now exactly how you look now. There's no aging. Like your skin is boosted back. It's thrown back.
Huh.
Flash back in time 5 years. So when you are 45, you look like you're 40. So that's pretty good.
So can I look 5 years younger than I do right now? Or does it start now?
I think it starts now.
Okay.
So when you have it done, you're good. Henceforth for 5 years.
Okay.
Then when you're 45, have it done with, you know.
Oh, I get it.
Until you're 50. So it's kind of like you're doing like a relay race every five.
But wait, if I look 40 when I'm 45, and then I do it again at 45, won't I still look 40?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just look 40 forever.
Basically stopping time.
Okay.
And it's supposed to hurt like hell.
Yeah, I believe it.
They say it's like rubber bands snapping all over your face.
Oh my God.
I don't think that's true. Uh-huh. But, you know, it's just one of those things I think the brave-hearted could do too.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to have the time, you got to have the money, you got to have the inclination.
The pain threshold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I also went to, God, I've been all over the place, but I, you know, like Monday and Tuesday nights, I don't have my kids. So I'm right. Like, I get off of work at 5 o'clock and mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, should I go to a movie? I'm like, yeah, I'll go get a consultation for my boobs or whatever. No, so this week I went and I had a nutritional consultation because mm-hmm. I've had trouble sleeping lately. And it's funny because some people are so full of hooey. Like, she was such a quack.
What'd she say?
She said, she just looked at me and she's like, oh, you have prediabetes.
What?
And I was like, well, actually, I'm pretty healthy.
Yeah, you are.
And she said, you know, well, my goal is, the reason why you're not sleeping is because your insulin is off and your blood sugar is, you know, too far gone. And this is a sign of prediabetes. And fortunately, I have two lines of herbal supplements that I mm-hmm. sell from my home.
Mm-hmm.
And these would be able to help you rid all the toxins.
How convenient.
And I said, well, I don't really want to buy an herbal supplement because I don't want to be dependent on something that I have to buy for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I'd prefer to have my diet so balanced mm-hmm. that any kind of quirks or problems I have can be addressed in the diet.
Right.
And she said, no, that's not possible.
Wrong.
That the herbal supplements are from Australia mm-hmm. and they've been culled from fields of homeopathic natural such and such. And I was like, thank you
mm-hmm.
for all that information. It was so nice to meet you.
Goodbye.
And I'm going to think about it. Thank
you.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's a free consultation. And the other really bad thing was that her house smelled like cat pee.
Ew.
It was, like, really bad.
Yeah. That's
so,
not good.
I know. But, you know, another one of those fun, weird things. Right. It's like nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Totally.
Yeah. Just like OkCupid, you know.
That should be a theme of our next show, Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gained. We should just take those, like, little, you know, niceties of life and explore
keep going.
Them.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I like that.
Yeah.
So we are going to wrap it up at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We have plenty of stuff to talk about next week. We're going to save it till Susan's with us.
Are.
And until then, listeners, you know, we love to hear from you. Call us at 818-643-1565.
Tweet us on Twitter at The Because.
Or you can write to us on Facebook. Find our Facebook page at The Because Show.
And like us. We're so close to 1,000 likes. So people, you can do it. Come on.
I know. Well, when we get 1,000 likes on Facebook, it's going to be a huge celebration.
It is. It's going to be a big deal.
So until then, listeners, keep on
keeping on. We'll turn it.